attack. Time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just gonna wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my power, don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Everybody, welcome on into Thursday, November 16th, 2023 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Week from today, yes sir, Turkey Day, Thanksgiving, going to be off, going to be watching football, going to have turkey dinner, looking forward to next Thursday for sure. But before we get there, we've got a ton of things to talk about. Stuff going on in Lansing, wrapping up the legislative session. We've got events coming up. We've got guests coming up. Tomorrow's show is going to be packed. We have a great show, absolutely fantastic Friday for you tomorrow. And additionally, one of the things that we're most looking forward to is getting out there and bagging those does. I talked to Dr. Jeff yesterday on the show. He explained the importance. If you haven't been thinking about going out deer hunting this year, and you are a deer hunter, but you haven't hunted in a while like me, it's been a few years, seriously looking at getting a doe permit and getting out there and bagging a doe. Processing right now, $129 at Ebel's. Going to have it all ground up into ground venison, add some pork to it, get some hunter sticks out of the deal, and donating the ground up venison with pork to a local food bank here in Antrim County. I've looked at my schedule. I think I might be able to get some hunting in on Saturday, possibly, not really sure at this point, early in the morning. We're leaving in the afternoon to go downstate. We have a great granddaughter that's being baptized on Sunday at church down in the Oakland County area. Emily. So Emmy is getting baptized, and we haven't even seen her yet. Vicky has been FaceTiming with Ashley, our granddaughter. But as new Gigi's, we have got to get down there and see the baby. Be at the church on Sunday morning. We're going to be broadcasting church, Pastor Chatfield's Northern Michigan Baptist Bible Church from 11 to noon. I'm actually going to have the laptop with me connected into the studio, connect into Pastor Chatfield's church, and bring it to you live on Sunday from 11 to noon. So, yeah, I'm toying with it, and I think I might go over and maybe perhaps help Cliff Tolini thin out the deer herd over there, bag a doe, and have it field dressed and taken to Ebel's on my way down to church. If I'm successful, we're good. We'll find out. One of the things also that we're looking at is this event coming up on Saturday, December 2nd. I want to talk to you about it because we were able to extend the deadline. So, yes, we're excited. We're excited. We got all kinds of things to talk about today. Wrapping up Lansing. Some of the quote of the days were pretty interesting. And what bills did they not take up this year? Bills that have been sitting in committee. We're going to kind of do a review of that. Funny, most of them were sponsored by Republicans. Surprise, surprise. Short break, a word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Every public meeting follows Robert's Rules of Order. Come learn these rules at a Crash Course Training Workshop in Gaylord, Michigan on Saturday, December 2nd. Michigan's state constitution will also be taught. Come learn how current elected officials are violating their oath of office. This training is a must for anyone who is considering running for elected office or if you want to hold your public servants accountable. To register, go to acconservatives.org for all the details. Again, go to acconservatives.org.
My name is Todd Spalliver. I'm running to be your state representative in the 106th District. One of the reasons that I am running is because our current public education system is failing our children. I support real, common sense policies and approaches to education and the safety of our children. All parents have a right to decide on their children's education, not the government or unions. I will fight to ensure that. After all, they are our most precious resources we have, and they are worth the fight. Vote for me, Todd Spalliver, electsmalliver.com. Paid for by Todd Spalliver for state rep.
Take out the paper. Little Travers Disposal in Harbor Springs supports this radio station, and we would like you to support them. Little Travers Disposal is locally owned with hardworking guys that provide professional trash disposal for your home or business. You're already spending the money. Why not support a Northern Michigan-owned company who supports us? So call them today at 231-487-0780. Again, 231-487-0780.
Montana Black Angus beef raised in Onaway, Michigan. Tellini Farms have been raising their cows by feeding them non-GMO corn, barley, wheat, and alfalfa hay, all grown on their own farm. Taken to Ebel's for processing, aged, standard cut, vacuum sealed, and frozen, ready for immediate delivery directly to you. Call them today at 989-733-2782 for their current $4 per hanging weight pound. Quarters or halves will feed your family for a year. Call them right now at 989-733-2782.
Find everything you need to ride at Northern Leathers and Accessories, where comfort and style meet no matter the season. Find parts, equipment, and other products for motorcycles, snowmobiles, and ATVs, including products from Drag Specialties, Parts Unlimited, Moose Utilities, Lucas, and Champion Power. Plus apparel for men, women, and children, including big and tall sizes. Quality items at prices you can afford. Stop in today to browse our selection located on US 131 in Elba. We are more than just leathers.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. This is the second segment of hour number one. We were able to extend the deadline for the upcoming crash course on Robert's Rules of Order, as well as the Michigan State Constitution. contacted a different source to be able to get the books and the guides from. So as of right now, this Saturday, November 18th, in 2 days at 5 p.m., looks like it's going to be pretty much the drop-dead deadline for registering for this course. So again, text me event. I'll text you the link. You'll be able to go right to the website, acconservatives.org. If you have an iPhone, you need to do it on a computer. For some reason, our website and PayPal account does not like iPhones. So you have to do it on a computer. This is going to be a crash course. Doors are opening at 9:30. Headwaters Conference Room there at Jay's Sporting Goods in Gaylord. That's located at 1151 South Otsego Avenue. The Headwaters Conference Room door is off to the side left of the main entrance to the store. Get there at 9:30, check in, register, get your book, your guides, your Michigan Constitution. Bring a snack or lunch, whatever you'd like. We'll have bottled water and apples. We're picking those up on Friday from Frisky's Farm Market. We're going to get a couple bushels of their Honeycrisp apples. And hit the ground running, 10 o'clock. It's going from 10 to 12:30. A couple of people mentioned maybe we could go together to have lunch at the Iron Pig there at Ian Murphy's place after the class. This is going to be intense training, folks. This is going to be some distracted foo-foo training that many of us attended over a year ago now. This is going to be hands-on crash course. You'll get the book, you'll get the guide, and you'll get the Michigan State Constitution. That is, without a doubt, probably one of the most important documents we have in our state. And I'm not even sure some state representatives and state senators have even read it. But you'll get your copy. There's some things in there I want you to learn. And we will be getting you out the door at 12:30. So again, text me event, and I'll text you the link. Deadline has been push back to this Saturday, November 18th at 5 o'clock. Now, there's a lot of bills that were submitted to Lansing this year. And the fact that they weren't even moved in committee, had no hearings, had no public hearings, had no discussions, had no debate, just basically sat in committee all year long. Why? Well, it's not because they weren't perhaps good bills, that they had some validity to them, that they were constitutional, that they would have been really good for our state to implement. Nope. You know why they sat in committee? Because they were sponsored by Republicans. That's it. That was the only thing wrong with these bills, was the fact that the sponsor was a Republican and not a Democrat. You see, the Democrats have proven one thing, and I hope and pray that the Republicans got the messaging. When you have the majority, this is how you govern. You ignore the other side. You ignore any bills, any ideas, any discussions that they want to put into the record. You simply don't allow it. It's out of order. Not interested. not going to move your bill. Not going to give it a committee assignment. Not going to do it in any way, shape, or form, period, end of discussion. State Representative Jamie Green, she's from the Richmond-Macomb County area, sponsored a package of bills regarding school safety. She introduced these bills back in February. But they did not move at all in any way, shape, or form. Not even a committee hearing on the bills. Sat there since February. Well, now they're out of session. They're done. This legislative year is over. Well, she made quote of the day on Tuesday. And she said, quote, I don't ever want to hear anybody say, F your hopes and prayers ever again. Because our hopes and prayers were a lot more than what we did for school safety this year as a legislative body, end quote. She had a package of bills that would have improved safety in our schools. But not one hearing, not one discussion, no debate, nothing. Absolutely nothing. Why is that? Again, she's a Republican. She's a Republican from a state representative district. She's not a congresswoman. That is conservative, is Republican. Northern Macomb County, Richmond area. Not going to do it. Not going to do it. And the thing of it is, you have to understand, these were simple, common sense things. Secure the entrances to the buildings. Metal detectors. All of the things that make common sense to make the schools safer, the Democrats didn't even want to discuss it, didn't even want to take it up. Why? This is absolutely amazing to me. And tying in a double play to this, you've got another little circus sideshow going on in Lansing. On Monday, House Minority Leader Matt Hall introduced a resolution that would establish a bipartisan power-sharing agreement in the State House. Why? Because this is in response to now the official split, 54-54, between Democrats and Republicans. Why? Again, State Representative Lori Stone, Democrat from Warren, resigned. Because she won her mayor race in Warren. She's going to be the first woman mayor of the city of Warren. And Democrat State Representative Kevin Coleman won his mayoral race in Westland. So now the House is split 54-54. Hall called for bipartisan collaboration when the House reconvenes in January. Michiganders want their elected leaders to work together to make our state safe and successful, Hall said. The balance of power in the House of Representatives is a call to bipartisanship. Michigan legislators on both sides of the aisle should answer the call and find common ground. Hall said answering that call could start with crafting a bipartisan power-sharing agreement. which was set up in his house resolution. His resolution requires the House to approve a power-sharing agreement in the case of an equal number of Democrats and Republicans at any time during the 102nd legislature. Caucus leaders would negotiate an agreement, which would then require an approval by a majority of representatives. A power-sharing agreement could be ended at any time with a simple majority record roll call vote. Hall said the negotiated agreement could, among other things, provide for equal representation in committee assignments. Right now, the Democrats control every single committee in Lansing. If it's 15 members, 9 are Democrats, 6 are Republicans. It's that simple. Every committee assignment, every single one would be equal. Well, you got an odd number of members in most committees. So how would that work? Well, 15 members, you'd have 7 Republicans, 7 Democrats, and you would alternate on the committees whether the chairman was a Democrat or a Republican. So you have 14 different committees. You'd simply alternate who the chairs were. That way it would be equal. Also, the fact that the resolution was submitted on Monday, giving them plenty enough time to read it into the record and agree to do it in January. When they gavel in on January 10th, this would give them an opportunity to submit the resolution and create this shared power agreement. Well, guess what? The current speaker, Democrat Joe Tate, you know, the one that Cam Cavett voted for, he refused to read it into the record. Was not read into the record. So, what happens to the resolution? Just like bills that go to the government ops committee, where they go to die, this resolution was for naught. Complete waste of time. As a matter of fact, MERS News Service tried to reach out to the House Democratic spokesperson, Amber McCann, to get a response, to get a comment. She didn't answer her phone. Not even willing to give a comment, a response. Republicans, are you watching this? Have you learned anything this year? I hope so. Bottom of the hour news break for hour number one. We'll be right back.
Michigan News Source is